You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The state of Michigan has itself a new campaign to lure Chicagoans to our state. Instead of soft music and the dulcet tones of Tim Allen, this time they're putting up murals by Detroit artists in certain Chicago neighborhoods. Dave Lorenz is vice president of Travel Michigan, which is, of course, is part of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. So, Dave, this Seek Authenticity with capitalized city, it's a $1.2 million campaign. And what's the goal?
Well, the whole idea behind the Seek Authenticity program is to really wake people up to the fact that Michigan is not only a place where you can get to enjoy beautiful natural areas, but a place where you can enjoy nightlife and all the fun things that there are to enjoy in cities. You know, there was a time when people would run away when you start to recommend people going to Detroit. Well, those days are far gone now, and Detroit is becoming the biggest travel story in the country, let alone the biggest economic development story for a city in coming back and the renaissance that that's going through. But we have other really interesting, cool, fun cities to enjoy in Michigan as well. And we just wanted to tell everybody, hey, we're proud of our cities, and you need to come and explore here.
What other cities is the campaign going to spotlight?
Initially, and we'll expand throughout into other cities down the road, but initially we include Detroit. We also include Ann Arbor and Grand Rapids and Lansing and Kalamazoo and Flint. And I want to say Flint specifically because that's one of those cities, when we say Flint, people might say, well, boy, that's a really economically challenged town, and they had the water issues and all that. Well, the fact is that you'll be surprised to see that Flint is one of these cities that's coming back, where this grassroots movement combined with city and state involvement is coming back and provides a really fun experience.
So through this campaign, you've partnered with a celebrated Detroit artist to kind of, you're beginning by creating and installing murals in Chicago. Tell us, who is this artist? What's he known for?
Yeah, you won't believe his name. It's Sheafy McFly. Something tells me that wasn't his given name.
Somehow.
But you never know.
But it sticks in your mind.
That's right. It certainly does. His professional name, at least. And he's an artist that caught our eye a couple of years ago. He won the art prize competition in Grand Rapids. And my gosh, I can't believe I didn't mention Grand Rapids as one of our cities, our second biggest city.
Yeah.
And so Grand Rapids it hosts this beautiful, wonderful, huge fall art competition called Art Prize, the biggest competition of its kind in the world, and they now do that every 2 years. Well, we met him there. He was one of the winners, and we were just impressed with his really vibrant, outgoing, bold statement that he makes through his art and his big murals that he makes. And we thought he might be a really good artist to interpret the city experiences that you can have in Michigan through a mural. So he put his mural design together, and it kind of incorporates everything from the city fun things like great places to go to eat and to listen to music and to find pubs and, you know, distilleries and craft beer and wine and all that. And he kind of brought that all together in this beautiful mural that also brings about other natural elements, the fact that we have millions of acres of forest and water everywhere and lighthouses and things like that. So we brought it all together to showcase Michigan cities and our authentic experiences that you can have all throughout Michigan.
And you've taken Sheafy McFly's mural and installed it in Chicago.
Yeah, kind of fun. So, you know, it's interesting that I think for a long time, Detroit has been seen as something lesser than what you can get in Chicago. And let's just state it. Chicago is a great American city, but so is Detroit. And I think, you know, a lot of the Chicago people for years have been saying, well, I'll look for other places to go to in Michigan, but we already have our own city. So we wanted to say to them, listen, we have a big city experience to offer too, different than Chicago, though, but just as rewarding to enjoy as a traveler. So Chicago, enjoy your city, and then come on over and see some of our cities as well. So we have the murals up in Uptown. We also have them in Wicker Park. And I'm hoping over time, as people go by those murals, they'll look at them as something more than billboards, something that's a little more permanent, something that talks to them in a different, more contemporary way. And over time, as they start to look at this and really explore what the artist meant through his interpretation of this, I think they're going to figure out that, maybe some of these places in Michigan are places that I should go and experience.
Do you have other markets in mind besides Chicago?
Well, we do. We haven't rolled them out yet, but over time, I think this is something that's going to grow. You know, the interesting thing is murals are starting to pop up all throughout Michigan, and Detroit is a great place, for instance. I think it was National Geographic, if I remember right, just actually wrote a story that if you want to see great American murals, go to downtown Detroit. But we also find murals are popping up all throughout the state in small towns, big towns, as a way to express through public art something about that community, the authenticity that that community provides. And so it's a fun way for us to do this externally into other towns, invite them to come into our places, experience what you have, and of course they're going to find beautiful murals in our cities as well.
Dave, would you say the goal of this mural and this campaign, is it mainly to attract tourists to visit or talent to move here?
I think it's a combination of both of those. So I guess you could say it's about awareness and perception, because we need to remind people that Pure Michigan is truly a really, really special place. Outdoor experiences, indoor experiences, everything. So it's making people aware of that. But it's also to some degree changing perceptions. I mentioned Flint at the beginning of this, and for many years, Detroit as well, went through this horrible reputation. And I think for many years, a well-deserved reputation, to tell you the truth, because the cities were just falling apart. And what people need to experience when they come to these two cities specifically is the fact that it's amazing what can happen when people come together in a grassroots movement and they say, I'm not going to take it anymore. I'm going to take my city back and make it a great place to live, work, and play so that local people can enjoy the community and so can visitors. And that's what's happened here. That's the tremendous story that we're trying to get across. And I think it's not only interesting, it's inspiring. If cities like Detroit can come back after 40 years of decay, then any communities can. And that's what we're expressing here. And then, of course, we're also inviting people to come to these more successful cities like Grand Rapids and Ann Arbor and Lansing and Kalamazoo as well. All, interestingly enough, university towns, they tend to have this energy, this vibrancy. So as we move on, I think we'll be going to slightly smaller cities and inviting people to our downtowns there that offers a little bit different experiences as well.
In the meantime, Tim Allen can keep inviting us to the beautiful nature and lakes of Michigan.
He certainly will. And in fact, he'll invite you to our cities as well. He's a great guy. He loves Michigan, and we love working with him. He's as smart and funny as you would hope he would be, and we love working with him.
Dave Lorenz, VP of Travel Michigan. Dave, thanks so much.
Thank you.